I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 21 people have been killed, 68 injured, from a truck bombing in Colombia. This occurred at a police academy in Bogota, Colombia's capital, Thursday. Colombian President Iván Duque canceled a meeting that was to have been held in western Colombia and rushed back to visit the blast site, later saying that the terrorist act would not go unpunished. Officials identified the driver who died in the explosion, and there is no clear indication yet of who exactly is responsible for the attack and if it may have been the work of anti-government forces like the Colombia's National Liberation Army. But citizens like this man fear that it may cast new shadow and difficulties on Colombia's peace process. We should learn that the nation has vicious power, which will do anything to break the ongoing peace process and influence the dialogue between the government and the ELN. ELN is now the country's largest armed rebel group since FARC disbanded and turned into a political party as part of a peace deal with the government. U.S. President Donald Trump has forced House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to cancel a planned trip to Afghanistan and Brussels Thursday. It is the latest maneuver in a bitter political battle over the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says it's appropriate to postpone Nancy Pelosi's trip.
I'm just shocked she'd even think that she would leave the country. Why would you leave the country with government shut down and you're Speaker of the House?
While House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says that President Trump is being petty in postponing it.
It's small. It's vindictive. It is unbecoming a president of the United States, but it is unfortunately a daily occurrence.
This is part of an ongoing back and forth over funding for President Trump's proposed border wall with Mexico. Democrats insist they will negotiate stronger, more effective border security measures once the government reopens, but say that the border wall is a non-starter. This is VOA News. President Trump unveiled the military's long-delayed missile defense review. It is the first overhaul of U.S. missile defense policy since 2010.
Our goal is simple: to ensure that we can detect and destroy any missile launched against the United States anywhere, anytime, any place.
Officials say the doctrine initially expected in 2017 has been frequently rewritten to keep up with changing missile threats posed by North Korea, China, Russia, and Iran. Mr. Trump added that the upcoming Pentagon budget will invest in a space-based missile defense layer. The MDR order is a study of space-based technologies that officials have said are key to the next level of defense, including weapon sensors and interceptors in space. These technologies could help detect an enemy missile launch sooner and shoot it down in space or possibly even as the missile is launching. President Trump's lawyer is directly contradicting the president's own position on collusion with Russia. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Rudy Giuliani claims he's never said there was no collusion between the 2016 Trump campaign and Russia. That's the opposite of what the president himself has said.
There was no collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian people.
Giuliani has in the past described the idea of Russian collusion as totally fake news. But in a CNN interview, he said even if somebody on the campaign did something wrong, there's not a single bit of evidence tying Trump to Russia's hack of Democratic emails. Sagar Magani, Washington.
With a single deadly blast Wednesday, the Islamic State did more than rattle the calm in the northern Syrian town of Manbij. The terror group also rekindled the debate over its much-heralded demise. To officials and analysts who have been studying the collapse of the self-declared caliphate, the attack, while brutal, likely was not shocking. For more than a year, U.S. intelligence and defense officials have warned publicly that IS was finding ways to adapt to its mounting losses, sustaining enough manpower and resources to do damage. In Iraq, where the caliphate had collapsed, IS cells carried out attacks on critical infrastructure, targeting water supplies, power lines, and cell towers. Local officials said other cells carried out campaigns of assassinations and kidnappings. According to the U.S.-based Carter Center, there were just 28 reported human cases of Guinea World Disease, worm disease, last year. And the non-governmental organization Carter Center, founded by former President Jimmy Carter, said the disease is gradually moving toward eradication. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
voice of America.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today. And so the African beat will make its first stop today, South Africa. I bring to you this great all-time favorites, and it's dedicated to all the DJs around the world. It's coming from the Queen herself. I Am In Love With A DJ by Yvonne Chaka Chaka. And right after that, the remix of Yuri Yuri by Bracket featuring Tuface Dibia from Nigeria. And Wodaje by Judith Tefera of Ethiopia. But let's enjoy this all-time favorite right now. I Am In Love With The DJ.
This is your Rainbow Station, KMOD, FM 95, out of Wichita, Kansas, where the man says it's gonna be coming down all night. I hope you're warm and tight, honey. If you're feeling alone, baby, just get on the phone and talk to me. Just get on the phone, honey.
It makes me feel so special and so close to me. Me smile. It makes my life worthwhile.
A special birthday message going out to you, Rosalind Fantabiango of Lumley in Freetown. And so I want to wish you a very happy birthday, long life and God's richest blessings. Hope you have a wonderful celebration, Rosalind Biango.
Why are they loving you like this? They don't see me, I just didn't waste my time. If I make you the mother of my kids, yeah. You know I love you, girl. You know I did battle you, girl. They ask me why are they love you like this again. I say, you are my sweetness, I, and I go make you my princess. Yes, God, now my witness. That's why I just can tell you, say my love.
No more fronting, this you are wanting. People are beating, but I'm not sending. See this love, I don't want to see the ending.
Yes, I know that I'm all, but I
Daje by Judith Tefera of Ethiopia, and right before that was the remix of Yuri Yuri by Bracket and Two-Face Dibia of Nigeria. And at the top, I'm in love with the DJ by Yvonne Chaka Chaka of South Africa. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy right here in Washington.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back, the African beat. And now let me just take this email here, which says, "Hello, Mr. Vandy. As far as Africa is concerned, you are the best to have happened to VOA. Your voice is not only sonorous, but serenading. Your choice of music is something else. Your choice of music always reflects our continent's sociocultural milieu. Kindly play a nice piece of music for me and for all my friends. And more grease to your elbow. My name is Emmanuel Agada, writing from Abuja, Nigeria." Thank you so much, Emmanuel. And here another email quickly says, "I would like to thank you very much for a job well done. Surely you are feeding us well, David. Please go ahead. My regards to the entire team behind this program and all who love Africa. My people in Kabele, Uganda. Please play a nice piece of music for me. And I am Darius in Kampala, Uganda." Well, here we go now with some beautiful music. But this time it's coming from Cote d'Ivoire. And it's Ngaou Ouran by The Magic System. It's Hot. And right after that, Freetown Party by Extraordinary O from Sierra Leone. And then we take you to Monrovia, Liberia. We are Jiggy Jiggy will come in with Nimba Burr. As I dedicate this one to all members of Buffalo 94.1 FM. Right there in Monrovia. But now, on Ngaou Ouran by The Magic System of Cote d'Ivoire.
Hey bro, Pascal, Mohamed Lamine, aïe, Magic System, mon copé, aïe, c'est le son du tiers, on écoute, on est entre nous, depuis Abidjan, on compte sur vous, 113, c'est lui et moi, et ce son, c'est fait pour vous.
dance for when your waistline. Come now you dance for like you don't care about bad man. It's the tension, Mr. DJ, raise the tempo. Why you do to that party tonight? Jiggy jiggy all lights on it.
Jiggy Jiggy by Nimba Bo of Liberia, and right before that, Freetown Party by the Extraordinary O of Sierra Leone, and Ngaro Aura by the Magic System of Cote d'Ivoire. This is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Lee. I'll be right back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Now let's take some emails. This one is coming from my regular listener, Honorable Collins Francis Osagamwan of Benin City, Edo State in Nigeria. My African Beat. Your music rejuvenates the soul and reminds us of our ancestral origin. Thank you very much, Honorable Collins. And the next email says, please play something beautiful by Daddy Lumba. Well, that one will be coming soon, Anita Peters, wherever you are, because your country's not stated there. But now let's take this other email, which says, hello David, my name is Jimmy Alewa from Biliri, Gombe, Nigeria. I am a regular listener of the Ultimate African Beat Show. To be frank with you, Dave, the show is the best of it all. Just keep the good work, our ancestors will always smile for you. Thanks, it's me, Jimmy. Well, thank you very much, Jimmy. Now let's get back to music. This is the African Beat. I love the show, man. Sunshine is coming up right now. The sound of Nameless from Kenya. And right after that, the great Josie Chameleon from Uganda comes in with one of the most beautiful tracks that I love, Jamila. And then we take a trip to Rwanda with Miss Jojo in Ndinde. But right now, Sunshine by Nameless of Kenya.
Can I call you baby?
Call me baby.
Baby, can I get your number maybe?
Maybe.
Nataka tu juane. Nataka tu onane. Nataka tu elewane. Nataka tu pendane.
I see you wanting me.
Wanting.
I see you checking me.
Checking.
I see you wanting me. And baby, I think you're fly.
Shining bright.
Shining bright.
When I see your nchi Jamila ni mwambi ya panyechi Nidamupa kitanda chakula akuli Lakini mambo ya mapenzi na ukupa Zamani mimi na yeye tulishindana Nikapata muke akapata bwana Sasa analia kamilioni panyechi Jamila analia ni mwambi ya panyechi
Kuzura dosu katangira kumamagara Ubona kondine Iyuri kuri phone ngu
Green Day by Miss Jojo of Rwanda, and before that, Jamila by Josie Chameleon of Uganda, and Sunshine by Nameless of Kenya. You are listening to the most powerful show on the universe, The African Beat on the Voice of America, coming to you Mondays through Fridays with yours truly, David Vandy from Washington. I'll be back.
The lyrics could be French,
English,
Portuguese,
Bantu,
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat.
The African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct.
And adhesive.
It binds us together.
African beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays.
With David Vandy.
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat. It brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. Hey, remember one thing. If anybody asks you, where do you listen to the best of African music? Don't hesitate. Just say, the African beat on the Voice of America. And now to Ghana, Daddy Lumba comes in with Twini. And right after that, Baba by Zemo of Burkina Faso will be our climax for today. But right now, Twini by Daddy Lumba of Ghana.
Check.
Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Here comes the time for the African beat. The time that unites the land of great diversity. The time that equates the small and great as both the weak and strong, young and old assemble together in peace, joy and harmony. Celebrating the numerous rhythms of our beloved land. As we dance to sleep after the day's hustle and bustle, under the calming breeze and soothing moonlight of the night, may African beat never cease to reign, so that the joy, peace and harmony it brings lasts forever.
Burkina Faso, and right before that was Twini by Daddy Lumba. Anita, I'm sure you enjoy that one. Right there from Ghana.
Well, with all of this, I want to thank you today. I'm sure you've had a wonderful session with me. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in the cars, on the streets, listening to this great African beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy here in Washington, wishing you a pleasant day.